This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I don't know if you heard this interesting story. So you might recall that the Colorado Secretary of State was one that was really pushing the issue about Donald Trump not being on the ballot in Colorado. So much so that the U.S. Supreme Court had to step in and on a 9-0 vote said you can't do that. That there's a whole process for that. States can't eliminate federal candidates and on and on and on. So that issue went by the wayside. Well, this individual the other day sent out sample ballots that actually had and posted it on the Colorado Secretary of State's website. But unfortunately, when she took the Excel file and put that out there on the website, it also had all the passwords to get in to their system. And they had unique passwords for any number of areas during in the system, and they didn't figure it out until several days later. Of course, they didn't come out and openly or proactively let the public know what was going. No, we had to hide our screw up. But this gives you another example of people just not taking their job seriously. How can you make these mistakes, right? I mean, it's just that we just are not tuned in, dotting the I's, crossing the T's on any of this stuff. It's absolutely ridiculous. And they wonder why people just don't have confidence in these systems. Because you got whack-a-moles that are running some of this stuff. I mean, this particular individual was more worried about challenging a federal candidate as opposed to handling your own processes and your own business and getting it right. The governor in Colorado, Jared Polis, Democrat, says, "We're now deploying additional state resources to address this unfortunate leak. We want to resolve the current situation quickly." Well, that's an earth-shattering statement. Pretty obvious, though, right? "By lending resources to help get the necessary passwords changed." Good idea. "As quickly as possible." Ditto. "With minimal impact on the county clerk operation." There's a lot wrapped up in those few words, right? Basically, what they're saying, this is a major screw-up of an epic proportion. And they're still trying to figure out what it actually means. So they have to segregate now this database, creating these new passwords, if they are smart, and maybe set up some additional firewalls to make sure that people aren't already in there poking a little nose around, doing whatever they're doing. They don't know. But again, classic example, you want to play politics, you want to go and deal with these other issues and get all wrapped up in a court case and get all wrapped up in spending your constituents' money for what, right? For gaslighting, political gaslighting, and you can't even get your own it right. And we're beginning to see more and more examples of this each and every day. It's amazing to me that elected officials that don't recognize that they're under a microscope? I mean, have they been reading the news? Do they not think that everyone is watching every move they make? Do they have anybody checking and double-checking before they put any information out to make sure that even the basics, like they have a period at the end of a sentence or, you know, the words are spelt right, things of that nature? Just kind of look through it, read it, see what's going on. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that just erodes the public's confidence in this. And this is really low-hanging fruit. This is no big deal, right? But one should know that you don't take the Excel spreadsheet and put that up on your website, right? You parch things out into another data set that is labeled for public view to remind you that whatever you put in there, the public's going to see it. That's just a fail-safe. Don't seem to have fail-safes here, because we're off and running and trying to challenge other things and doing other things that are of no consequence to the sanctity of the voting process in the state of Colorado.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Who do we have, Coleman? Let's go to Rich in Lakeview. Rich, you're up. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for taking my call, sir. Hey, I'm calling about Trump, your favorite subject. I know you have said many times the Republican Party needs to put him in the rearview mirror. But the fact of the matter is the Republican Party hasn't put him in the rearview mirror, and he very well could get elected. But I got to ask, sir, and I'd like your comments after I run to a couple of items here. When does it go too far, man? I mean, when has this guy crossed the line? I mean, if you grab him by the vagina, that didn't do it. You know, he surrounded himself with felons like Manafort, Stone, Flynn, Cohen. Weisselberg went to prison twice. Bannon just got out of prison. Trump University shut down. Trump Foundation shut down, both for fraud, millions in fines. The disparagement of John McCain, a real American hero, by a guy who avoided the draft under dubious circumstances. The disparagement of a Gold Star family, calling dead soldiers suckers and losers. Half of his cabinet won't endorse him. His former VP, the head of the DOJ, National Security Advisor, Secretary of Defense, the Chief of Staff. I mean, they've all said this guy's a fascist or he's unfit. He paid off a porn star. He's a convicted felon. By any definition that you can come up with, he is a bona fide official criminal. He's convicted of sexual assault in a civil court. And then you get stupid lie after stupid lie, like Haitians eating dogs, school kids going to school one gender and coming back another gender. But then, and that's fine. You know, if Republicans want to vote for this guy with all of that stupid nonsense, that's one thing. You know, we all have decisions. But for me, as a retired military officer, it crosses the line with the election fraud stuff. You know, in 2010 or 2016, he said Hillary got 3 to 5 million illegal votes, a complete and total lie. 2020, I won in a landslide. Preposterous. Nonsense. But he's already doing it again. He's already tweeting about voter fraud. And now, at this stage of the game, 70% of the Republican Party believes in this voter fraud nonsense. And that's what it is. It's nonsense. And when you don't have one party who believes that our elections are fair, do we really have a democracy? I mean, where does it go too far, sir? I have to ask you. And then, let's not forget the enemy within. Seriously, I'm not a Democrat, but I'm proudly a liberal. I'm an enemy within. I mean, come on, man.
When are you guys going to
turn your back on this guy?
Well, first, there's not you guys. And look, that's the beauty of this country, right? That's the beauty of a democracy. Is that people can choose who they want to be with for whatever reason it may be. A lot of the pro-Trump votes, I would suspect, are anti-Kamala Harris votes. A lot of the Kamala Harris votes, I would suspect, are anti-Trump votes. Not that they curry favor for either one of these candidates. And I've said over and over and over again, the sad commentary here is that this is the best that we have to offer in this country. Now, if you think that I'm going to fall for the trap of defending Donald Trump with all the litany of things that he's done wrong in his life or the litany of things that Kamala Harris has done in her life, you're wrong. It is what it is. People have to judge for themselves. They're going to end up voting in their own best self-interest. And many folks that I've talked to said that they felt better economically. Their conditions were better at home under the 4 years of Donald Trump as opposed to the 4 years of Joe Biden. Who am I to argue with them? I mean, if that's what they believe and that's what they recognize, their perception is their reality. And I know it frustrates you because you think that you have a candidate that's far superior to Donald Trump, and the Trump supporters believe they have a candidate far superior to Kamala Harris. That's their choice. Those are their choices. You know, we elect people that are former felons that spent time in jail every year. They paid their debts to society. They get elected. I don't criticize that, quite frankly. I never have. That's the system that we live in. That's the body of law that we have. So, I mean, I sense your frustration. You don't like him, and you have every right not to like him. But there are a lot of people that like him, and for whatever reason. There are a lot of people that don't like him, but like some of his policies that they firmly believe in based on their life experience. So, you know, whatever private conversation that was had that was revealed at some later date as a result of a tape or this or that, comments being made, it's all true. It's there. It's all documented. And for whatever reason, in spite of for a long, long time being called a Nazi, a xenophobe, a this or that, and everything else, people still are voting for him. And this country's almost like evenly split. Tuesday's going to be interesting. People ask me every day, what do you think? Flip a coin. I have no idea. It's going to come down to turnout. And, you know, they're just ingredients that are being brought forth by both sides that a lot of people are turned off about. And then they'll do their little balance sheet and they'll figure out where they want to be. And I mean, that's the beauty of a democracy. The beauty of a democracy. And, you know, when some people are turned off by a whole lot of things, you know, it's interesting. I keep hearing this word divisive, and I've talked about this for two straight days. So I kind of went through a list of where allegedly we were divided, you know. And when folks got pushed on the issue, both Trump and Kamala Harris, it's amazing how their positions, I would say, changed, weakened. They weren't as strong on where they were. Abortion being one, right? Donald Trump has come three degrees, 4 degrees to the left on that issue. Kamala Harris on fracking, she was totally against it. I saw some new videos the other day of speeches that she gave. No way fracking was going to occur. Now she's in favor of fracking. She didn't come 3 degrees. She came all the way over, right? She wanted to close migrant detention centers. Now, that's off the table. She's in favor of migrant detention centers. In fact, they should build more. Totally opposed to the wall. Now she believes that the wall should be built. The policies that the Biden administration changed on day one by executive order or executive action relative to immigration, the vast majority of those that they were promoting because Trump was bad, he was a racist, he was a xenophobe and everything else, they've retreated in almost every single one, and they now favor doing those exact same things. So I keep asking the question of where's the division, right? When Trump talked about we need to produce more energy, more energy, more energy, more energy, what is the Biden-Harris administration bragging about now? That they produce more oil in their 3.5 years, 3.5 plus years, as opposed to the 4 years under the Trump administration. Well, when they were running, that was bad. That's not what we wanted to do. We didn't want to pump more fossil fuels. We didn't want more oil. We didn't want more natural gas. We wanted more EVs. And the issue kept getting pushed, kept getting pushed. And lo and behold, we're not that divided on it because now they're bragging about producing, I think it's 14 million barrels of oil a day. Strange how that has worked. On almost every issue, this label of we're dividing the country, we've actually come closer together. And it's amazing. And I keep waiting for where they're talking about division. And even on aggressive immigration policies, what do we find in the Latino community? A majority of whom believe that that's the right thing to do. Why? Because it has a personal impact to them and their lives, and they recognize it. Many of whom are here legally waiting to try and get a family member in, but they can't because the numbers get tweaked all the time when we have, pick a number, because nobody really knows. There's stories from 6 million, 7 million, 12, 14, 21 million, who knows? And who can call anybody a liar? Because nobody even knows how many people have come in. That's how pitiful this effort has been made by this country. We ought to be ashamed of ourselves. But everybody recognizes it because, you know what? Democrats and Republicans are closer on that issue right now than they've ever been. What's going to be interesting is to see where they are on November 6th. And whether or not we're still going to be as close as we are today on November 6th. If I were a betting man, I would suspect not. So it's going to be interesting. And now when we talk about election integrity, we talk about election fraud. Where people get all caught up on this and not really understanding is that there are instances of fraud and failure every day in every state as it relates to elections. The threshold question is whether or not it is enough to alter the outcome of the election. So to talk about these things and to talk about the deficiencies in the election process and system, I don't think it's wise to criticize people who talk about it. Like I talked about this morning with the Colorado Secretary of State. She's off and running trying to get a presidential candidate taken off the ballot in Colorado as though she really believes that she was going to be successful. She was BSing the public. It was all about trying to attack the opposing party's candidate. Meanwhile, she's sending out data with passwords to the database. Really? And then when you call her to task on this issue, they have all kinds of different excuses as to what. Now, you just didn't do your job. Pay attention. Wake up. That's a failure. That is an open door to election fraud right there. Ballot boxes. As safe and secure as we thought they were, maybe not so much. They're getting firebombed. Now we're having to go back, spend the money, recreate who these ballots belong to, find them, give them another ballot, tell them that their ballot has been destroyed. We're running forensic testing on ballots because the manner in which we want to collect these ballots, right? We have the problem in Pennsylvania shutting the line. You have till 4:30 to vote. The rule in every state across this country is if you're in line at 4:30, the last person in line at 4:30, that's where the cones go, right? But not in this county, because they're worried about getting off at 4:30. Really? Are you kidding me? And it's because Pennsylvania, you can go ask for a ballot on that day, right? They're going to give it to you. You're going to have to fill out all kind of attestation statements on a form. They're going to give you the ballot. You're going to vote right there, and then you're going to turn it in. Not many other states do that. And they're complaining about how long the process takes. Well, here's one for you, Pennsylvania. You created the process. So why don't you look yourself in the mirror and think about whether or not you're being fair to your constituents in setting up a bastardized process. And when you go back and look as to the motivations for doing this, you're going to find a whole lot of intentionality that's not all that altruistic. And when it turned against them, people wonder, this is the first time they started putting these cones out at 1:30. How's that work? And it's only in a couple of counties. Wonder why. Now you have a better understanding of why people are reluctant to believe that our system is sacrosanct. Because we've set up systems that just don't make sense. We'll be right back, 504-260-1870. We'll visit with J.P. Morrell when we return. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com